pretty sure we're right, that we are a spear point in the great struggle for justice and fairness in America in the face of oncoming, and I'm not exaggerating, fascism.
We're looking for members to join us in this struggle by calling 877-500-5266. We're looking to raise $900 this break, so please give us a call at that number. I'm in the studio with some titans of media, and they are asking for you
to
become members of KABU, one of the most important media resources in the U.S. at this moment. 877-500-5266.
And the goal is $900. It can be achieved very quickly in multiple fashions.
There could be somebody one out person, there who's got $900.
You know? One person could give $889.
That's right.
Someone else could give $11.
Yeah, you know, that could happen.
$899. Hey. But the important thing is to call 877-500-5266. And I'm talking to all the alternative radio devotees who are there every Tuesday from 9 to 10. You know you're out there. I hear from you in Boulder when you call, when you email me, when you hear Laverne Cox, when you hear Rebecca Solnit, when you hear Noam Chomsky, Iqbal Ahmed, Tariq Ali, Vandana Shiva, all these great voices. Today's voice, Kali Akuno, a community organizer from Jackson, Mississippi. That's all possible because KABU is here. KABU is your listening post. It is an island of sanity in a sea of corporate muck and pollution. Support that sanity.
And this is your last chance to show David that you appreciate this program being on KABU. 877-500-5266 right now before it's too late.
Well, and you could actually hear David in person today at 4 o'clock at the Memorial Ballroom at OSU. Now, this is an unusual event.
Corvallis.
Mm-hmm. Did I say that? What did I say?
You just said OSU.
Right.
People know it's
Oh,
there.
Yeah, other well, places. Maybe somebody doesn't know.
877-500-5266 while they talk about this.
Okay. No, it's really important. David is an excellent speaker and very aware, and I am really privileged to have him with us right now. And he's here, and I think I can safely say this, because he understands the absolute critical importance of KBOO. Won't you show your concern, your care, your real belief in the possibility of a future free of stupidity? And that's what we're facing right now, stupidity.
And you know, if people call that number right now, they can pick up Chris Hedges tickets.
That's
one of
right.
the best independent progressive voices in the country. We'll be doing a benefit talk for KABU on Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin. A great opportunity to hear a very important and incisive voice. Chris Hedges, call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Don't delay, don't wait, don't
do it now.
No mañana, ahora. Please give us a call.
Right now, tigum. And also at a $20 a month level. It's so reasonable compared to your Netflix subscription to things that feed your brain and don't really actually feed you. Come see Chris Hedges. Come talk with Joe Sacco on these dates and call 877-500-5266 and do something that will enhance your life, your soul, your being. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now.
This is your opportunity. This is your chance to support independent community radio, KBOO, celebrating 50 years next year of
50.
Independent, 50 years of fabulous independent progressive programming. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. You hear our voices are ramping up. We're like, I'm really excited.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Because we got to raise this money.
$900
it's up to you.
Now.
Fight
to
the
you.
Sin of despair now. Call KBOO. Make a contribution.
877-500-5266.
We're the fifth graders from David Douglas Tag Center. We listen to KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee is the third Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Black Bear Dinner, located at 105 Northeast Burnside Road in Gresham. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and serving home-style cooking. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-5266.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your follow the money radio, because that's exactly what we're going to do today. We are incredibly fortunate this morning to have Frederick Oberlander and his law partner, Richard Lerner. I just want to mention that Mr. Oberlander is on vacation right now, joining us from Palm Beach. It's a vacation that I would say it has been indeed richly earned and deserved of all of the people that one might want to speak to regarding Trump's connections to Russia. I would say Frederick Oberlander and Richard Lerner would be the go-to people, and yet we do not hear from them. Instead, we have the same talking heads repeating the same pat, largely derived from Twitter. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that we have reduced ourselves to an echo chamber full of tweets, that Twitter is actually considered a serious platform for discussion of domestic policy, geopolitics, and diplomacy, laughably such as our diplomacy is. Our foreign policy, which is non-existent, is batted about in the Twitter arena, which is indeed the fact that we have voluntarily reduced ourselves to making statements via Twitter. It's breathtaking, and breathtaking to Donald Trump's connections with Russia. When Donald Trump says that he has no money invested in Russia, let's consider that when one does business with mobsters, that can be considered an investment. And if we agree that's an investment, then indeed Donald Trump has investments in Russia, because he's done plenty of business with mobsters. We've spoken a little bit about Bayrock, so listeners who heard the show yesterday and last week know a little bit about Bayrock. You're about to hear a lot more. Welcome to the KBOO airwaves, Mr. Oberlander and Mr. Lerner. Thank you so much for being with us today. I cannot tell you how much all of us appreciate your joining us, though on vacation right now. It seems that this story just doesn't quit. So I welcome you, and I want to get right into it then, with your permission. I'll talk a bit about your experiences looking into Bayrock, looking into, I believe it's Eric Satir, and some of the other characters, which those who have watched this video, Donald Trump's friends, dubious friends, it's Dutch, it comes out of the Netherlands, and you can get an English version, of course. Thank you so much, Mr. Orlando. Bayrock, how has that company functioned in the financial life of President Donald Trump?
Well, the shortest answer I can give you, and remember, largely this is our opinion from the facts that are public. We may get some details wrong. We're not Mr. Trump's lawyers. But Mr. Trump seems to have switched his business model approximately 15 years ago after he had so much trouble in Atlantic City. Generally, instead of investing money into a project and bringing in other investors and borrowing money and building it, he seems to have switched his business model to licensing his name in return for payment, which may include an actual equity interest in the project, just as if he had invested cash. It's perfectly legal. Nothing wrong with that. But Bayrock, I'm guessing, might represent maybe 10% of his financial activities during the period we're talking about, 3 to 8 in terms of real estate. I don't want anybody to think that Bayrock was his entire life. And I'm judging this based only on the campaign disclosures and what we see in there and what we generally know from public records. And remember, he made a great deal of money from The Apprentice. Having said that, I'm afraid it may be typical. I said may be typical. I'm going to tell you that the salient feature that we have found about Mr. Trump is that when he finds out or begins to suspect that the people he's partnered up with are not all that one would like in a partner, like, you know, maybe they're convicted mobsters in the Russian mafia, or, you know, they're taking dirty money in Azerbaijan, his attitude seems to be, I don't care, I'm going to stay with it and make money anyway, I'm not going to walk out, I'm not going to turn it into Interpol, I'm not going to turn it into... That's the major concern. We don't have anything to do with concepts of Russian hacking elections or anything like that. What we care about is that Donald Trump seems to have a penchant for being of easy virtue. Is that perhaps the best way to explain it? In other words, I don't take a client, Richard doesn't take a client, that we don't vet very thoroughly. I'm an international tax lawyer. I have clients who need to settle up with various governments. They forgot to declare income. They've made mistakes. We don't take clients who forgot to declare drug money and, you know, and terrorist money. And I didn't just say Donald Trump is a terrorist. What I'm saying is there are people who aren't so fussy about the people they do business with. And what your readers or listeners, in your case, I apologize, and although you probably have a print website, what they should care about is whether and to what degree knowing involvement with bad people doing bad things crosses the line from bad judgment into criminality. And I think, based on Richard and my own research, we can fairly seriously charge at a level of certainly sufficiently to indict, as far as we're concerned, that it is more than likely, in terms of probable cause, that Donald Trump knowingly facilitated illegal activities of businesses, certainly Bayrock. And from what we read in other newspapers, it appears possibly also Azerbaijan, but certainly Bayrock based on our personal knowledge. So I don't mean to monopolize this. You should ask questions. But the bottom line is everybody who gets to be president comes from a life in which you had to make certain accommodations. Compromises are always made. Nobody achieves that kind of power without doing some things that you wouldn't want your mother to know about. But there's a difference between that and firmly crossing the line. And we have every reason to be able to make the case that it is certainly probable cause to believe, and probably more than that, that Donald Trump has committed conspiracy to violate racketeering laws and his function with Bayrock. Now, that's all before he ran for election, as far as we know. And I am not in any position to prosecute anybody. I'm a private lawyer. But that's the concern. And I don't know what kind of time you have, but I'll try to do this in 60 seconds.
We're out of time, and I want to continue this very soon. If we could do that, I would be very grateful to you. This is exactly what we need to talk about. This is exactly what people need to be aware of, and they need to be talking about this.
But you're out of time.
We're out of time now because it's a very short program.
You're out of time.
I thank you very much, and I invite you back. Please come back. Let's finish. Let's talk more about this. I don't think there's any finish line here, except for possible exception of Donald Trump's indictment. Thank you so much. My guests have been Mr. Frederick Oberlander and his partner Richard Lerner. They are in the eye of the storm, and know probably as much as anybody can know about Donald Trump's involvement with racketeering and very dangerous people in Russia and in other nations in the Middle East, for that matter. This has been
Could you give me 30 seconds,
yeah,
possibly?
I have to ask the membership people, because they're the ones that this goes switches over to.
I'll send a donation. I'm not bribing anybody. I'll send you one. Just give me 30 seconds so I don't feel like I did a disservice to the country. Seriously.
No, yeah, thank you so much. That was the engineer. Go ahead.
I mean, I can go ahead?
Yes, please.
All of your listeners should remember, or look it up online,